Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, search diligently for this child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. Are you all awake today? He's sleeping. Stop snoring. Oh, by the way, I do have a very, very, very important announcement. We have free eggs. And they're where are they at?
The
they're in the back on the table, so feel free to take some eggs. There you go. And here we are with the sermon. The Greek language has two words to describe time. Chronos measures time according to like a clock. For example, there are 31,536,000 seconds in 1 year. Did you know that? Well, now you do. You can look smart at parties when you say that. You could use this at a party. But the other word is kairos. Kairos. This describes time as events that are so important, they can change your whole way of life. An example of kairos time would be the birth of a child. Definitely will change your life, and you'll have to cough up $500,000. Every kairos is an opportunity to reveal something good. Today, the Epiphany, this is a kairos moment, where God reveals that he has entered into the chaos of human life. Chaos is moments in life that are messed up and they make no sense. One of the most predictable things about human life is that it is unpredictable. Isn't that the truth? You know, things seem to be going great and then bam, the doctor says, "You got cancer." Or your son comes to you and says, "Dad, I wrecked the car or truck." These are Kairos moments. And every new year, and we're in a new year, we're going to have trials and tribulations and difficulties and crosses that you have no control over. I mean, that is life. You know, you're going to have good things happen, right? I know we all will have some. We're also going to have some bad moments, these crosses that we can't control. But God does. God can control. Every cross, every trial that you will encounter in this new year is an opportunity for God to reveal his presence, his love, and his care. When God says he's with us always, he means it. These are just not pious platitudes from God. They're not empty words. He really means it. He promises to permanently be with us always. And I would tell you this, as the Epiphany star shone most brightly in the darkness of that night, expect God to shine most brightly in the dark moments of your life. It is in darkness where God will reveal his presence the most. Your cross is where God will bless you. I want to share with you now a Kairos moment where God used the chaos of this moment to teach me a very important life lesson. It's been with me for the last 30-some years, and I share with you now the story. For many years, I was chaplain at the Old Providence Hospital, and that's located on Western Cincinnati on Glenmore Avenue. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that hospital, but I was there, and I would visit the sick. Now, when I came into the hospital, I would always put my car keys in the top drawer of the desk. It's in the back office. My door was, or that door was never locked because there was nothing of value in there. There was nothing worth stealing. So I would throw my keys right in the desk drawer. One day I noticed a young man coming out of that office. And I asked him if he needed help, but he just quickly walked away. So I went in there, but nothing seemed to be out of place or stolen. After the 4 o'clock mass ended, I opened the top desk drawer to get my keys. They were gone. That dude stole my keys. I ran outside to see if my beautiful, wonderful, gray Ford Focus was still in the parking lot. That dude stole my car. What he did, he took the fob and he went up and down the rows and just hit my car with it. It would open. He could see the light go on. And he said, he got my car. And then I panicked. Have you ever had your car stolen? May you never have that stolen. I just panicked. I'm out there saying, my God, Lord, I have to go to a wedding right after this mass, Lord. And I did. I had to run up to Kenwood to do a wedding. And I don't have no car. And guess where my phone was? Inside the car. Well, I was just losing it outside. And a man and woman who were at Mass, they saw my distress. And I told them, someone just stole my car, and I have to go to Kenwood for a wedding. The man replied, don't worry, Father. My wife and I will get you there, and we'll take you home. And I looked at him and says, but I live in Batavia. And he laughed and he said, well, if it's still located in the United States, I think we can make it. So, and he did. He took me all the way home, Judy. That's kind of neat. But he got me to the wedding. But while we were in the car riding to the wedding, God used this couple to teach me a very important spiritual lesson. And I've carried this lesson ever since. So at first when I got into the car, I got on the pity pot. Ever been on a pity pot? You know, poor me, you know, my car's stolen. And I expressed feelings of anger and violation. I even said to him, who would want to steal a Ford Focus? But after I calmed down from venting, the man spoke. He said this, Father Mike, you have to put things in perspective. Do you remember the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire in 1977? I responded, yes, I do. My sister and my brother-in-law were supposed to attend, but they canceled at the last minute. They were going to celebrate Memorial Day there. In fact, John Davidson, the singer, was there, and they wanted to go see him, but they canceled. And then I said, thank God they didn't go, because that fire killed over 160 people. The man said to me, my sister, her husband, and my niece did go. They all died. They were celebrating my sister's birthday. Upon hearing that, I couldn't speak. I felt so small. I was so embarrassed. Here I am talking about a stupid car and getting upset about a stupid Ford. And here this family had a much more heavy cross, a devastating, devastating moment of losing three family members. He explained to me what it means to put sufferings in perspective. I still to this day don't understand why God let this happen. And I probably never will in this life. But I do believe that somewhere in this tragedy was a blessing. Their death saved my marriage. It brought my wife and I closer together. It brought us closer to God. I'm not saying God willed this tragedy to help me and my wife, but I'm saying that God can be seen through the tears. God can be seen through the tears. I do believe I'll see my family again. This wise man, he taught me that even when our sky is at its darkest, the sky of our life, even when it's at its darkest, there is a star called faith that leads us to the Christ. My brothers and sisters, in this new year, we don't know all what's going to happen. This new year could be our last new year on this earth. But remember this, there is that star shining on you. Believe in it, follow it, cherish it. We call that faith. Keep the faith. Amen. God bless you all. And I'm looking forward to having a very good year with you. Don't steal my car. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By the way, as a postscript, I forgot to add this. My Focus was found. It was 3 days later. It was abandoned on a street in North College Hill because someone called up. I guess they got from the license plate that I owned it, and they called me and said it was sitting there. But before ditching it, the robber helped himself to one more thing, the in-dash radio. He took that too. The car, I have to admit, it smelled like a pot dispensary. So now I know what he used it for. It was so bad, I couldn't get the smell out. And I was worried I'd get arrested for drugs.
So I had to sell the car, and I got another Ford. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org, that's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.